B-Pod Studios.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
On Hot 96.9.
There's a divider in the men's bathroom between the 2 urinals. And I just noticed that. Wait. Put in last week while I was on vacay.
You took a picture of it, right?
Yeah.
Can you send it
to
me again?
Okay.
And I'll put it on our Facebook page so people can see it, because...
Melissa, ask and you shall receive. Yeah, I took a picture of it because I was... If you ever looked at our text between each other,
yo,
we're going to prison. Because I literally just took a picture of the urinal and I just wrote, this wasn't here before. To Melissa. Okay. Because Melissa would know why. But we got the culprit. Right. We got the person who apparently was, I don't know, they're the ones who went to the big boss to ask if there could be a divider put in between the urinals. So we need to get the story why. It is actually our friend from the Sports Hub, from the afternoon show on the Sports Hub. Tony Maserati, Maz.
Yes.
Maz.
Good morning.
I just have to ask you an easy question. Who's checking you out in the bathroom?
Damn it.
Nobody's checking out anybody. Just don't you think that it was sort of a little too comfortable in there without a partition in between the urinals?
No, see, I look at it this way. I'm very average downstairs. So, like, as long as you're not the biggest guy in the room or the smallest guy in the room, you have nothing to worry about. You just blend in with everybody else, you know?
Are they closer than normal?
I don't think I'm the smallest guy in the room. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. So, my thing is, I want to know, like, who you went to and said you wanted a divider. And then how did you ask them? Because they obviously needed a reason.
Okay, so in all honesty, Dan O'Brien and I have been doing a podcast on sort of, you know, handyman type of stuff.
Yeah.
And so we were looking for a project, and I said, ooh, you know what we could do is we could put up a partition in the men's room.
Oh, my God.
So we went to the market manager, Mary Mena, and I asked her, I said, if I go and buy a partition between the urinals in the men's room, can I expense it?
Oh, my God.
She allowed it, obviously.
Mary gave me the go-ahead, so I went to Granger, the ones who get it done.
Yeah.
I went to Granger in Watertown. I bought the partition, and Dan O'Brien went in there with the help of the video team. By the way, this is all on video. In case you didn't know this, you can find the video on my Twitter feed or on the podcast section.
Someone sent it to our Instagram, so we got it.
So hold on. So do you do? But you did it. You do realize you did it wrong, right?
Why did we do it wrong?
Because you put it way too low. You need to put it higher up. Like, you have it, like, down to your shoe. Like, you have it almost set like a stall where, like, all you can see is the person's shoes under. You want to – you don't care about the under. You want to cover more of the over.
Oh, no. I would say what you need to do is you need to go into your average men's room and see the height of the partitions in there. So, Romero, you're talking about this thing like you're 6'8". as if you could see over the top of the partition anyway.
Again, this is, being average pays off in many ways. Like, for that, you have it at a perfect height for me, but anybody who's 6 feet or over, they're still going to be able to see over the damn thing.
No, that's not true. The only person right now who can see over it is Zolak, and he's 6'5".
Damn.
So now, really, like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to put it up there for the height of one human being in the building? Like,
I don't think we should ever be afraid to ask Mary for anything.
I don't know what your personal opinion is, but I personally have gotten great compliments about the partition in the men's room.
Wow. The question is, this really an issue where men are like looking at each other's junk while they're going to the bathroom? I don't understand this.
I mean, only in a trough.
Ahead, go ahead.
No, only in the trough situation when when it's all just out there, the
like
giant
Fenway.
Sink. But normally what I do, if somebody comes in and I'm in their left one, I just turn a little more to my left. I pivot my hips a little bit. And if they get to my left, I pivot to the right. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, so look, I do the same thing, but this solves the problem. Now you don't have to pivot at all. And I should tell you, by the way, if you notice that there are two urinals, there's one on the left and one on the right. If you're not careful in the one on the left still, somebody who's washing their hands can see the reflection in the mirror.
Stop it!
God. This sounds so
I just want you to know that Dan O'Brien and I, depending on what the public sentiment is, Dan O'Brien and I are considering putting another partition next on that side of the left urinal.
I can't. can't.
That's class. All right, well, wow. I just need to know the story, Maz. Thank you very much.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.